Well, hello, blind cool tech listeners. This is Sean Terry here to do another review for you. Leah Mervin did a review of the Pioneer AirWear XM radio. Well, I've got a radio here from Pioneer also, but it's the Pioneer NO, which is INNO XM radio / recorder. Yeah, you heard it right. It does have a recording feature. Not only that, you can put your own. Sorry about that. You can put your own music on there, along with any other kind of audio. It takes MP3 and WMA files. In fact, I'll go ahead and pause here. This is on channel 11. I'm gonna switch over. There's a mode button here that has it switches between the radio and the your recorded or your the stuff that you put on the machine. So, help somebody if you can. Let's see, I'll go ahead and quit now. This is a song that I've recorded on my computer.
The screen name, all one word right now. It's High and Mighty Color. It's Iron Age.
At Gallaudet University.
Now this song here was the very first song that I ever recorded with this machine. I'm a big fan of country music. There's a mute button, which actually in record mode just pauses what's playing. Let me show you about what you can put on the recorder. I have a remote that I'm using.
The screen name, all one word right now, it's High and Mighty Color. It's Iron Age Jack Gordon Pop.
Mount Everest, the highest point on Earth, 29,035 feet.
This is
the Tibetans
the descriptive version of
the Mother Goddess.
Touch the Top of the World
for a sighted
that
person,
I
climbing Mount
have
Everest
downloaded.
The greatest physical challenge.
I've moved it over to my machine
for the blind,
via the USB port that comes with it, which I'll talk
this
to you later on about that.
Of guys who set off to conquer the mountain.
And then I've got songs that I've also put on here. This is Amos Lee. It's called Shout Out Loud. It's a very good song.
A thousand empty windows.
Turn it down a little bit.
And only half the lights are out.
So I think it might be a little too loud. Although,
strangely enough, what these people's
it's not very loud to me.
But
although
they might
whenever
be all
but it's recorded onto the computer. It's quite
do
loud.
Got a lover?
Anyway, could they have a family? Go ahead and turn the machine off. Because I'm not going to go through the stations, although, because Leo Mervin has already done so. And XM, all, you know, whoever has an XM radio has the exact same stations. The exact same ones. Flight 26, 20 on 20, Mix 22, 23 the Heart, what is it, the Blend, 25 the Blend, 27 is, movie soundtracks, 28 is, so it's all the same thing. Although, my machine is, I've just taken it off of its docking station. The docking station has an antenna with a wire that probably reaches across the whole room. If you take it off the docking station, which has got the power source for it, there is a built-in kind of thick round antenna on the top left of the machine. And then if you go across the top of the machine, the top edge of it, you've got the USB port. Then you've got where you plug in your headphones or external speakers. On the left edge of the machine, the only thing there is a probably 1.5 inch gap that the docking station plugs into. There's a recess in the in the docking station that the machine fits into, and it just sits there. Or it does come with a travel adapter, which you do need to take your regular adapter that hooks into your docking station, because the travel adapter is only maybe a foot long, maybe not even that long, wire that's got the little piece that hooks into the machine itself, and then it's got a female port at the other end of the wire where the original AC adapter plugs into, and then it turns into a travel adapter. So you don't have to bring the whole docking station plus the antenna, which can be quite, it's kind of difficult to do. But anyways, back to the machine. On the right hand edge, there is, at the top, a two-way switch, sort of. If you flip it up, it puts everything in key lock. You'll feel a click. It makes a clicking sound. But now if you push it down, which I've just done, and I don't think it's going to work because it's off the docking station, it's actually almost like a rocker switch because it pushes down and then goes back up to the middle position. And that turns the machine on and off. And then below that, you've got two square buttons, right one above the other, which is, it's pretty simple. It's just the volume up and down. And then on the, by the way, this machine is probably 1/2 inch thick. It's very, very small. On the front of the machine, there is a big display, and it's got a little beam for the remote on it, which you can't feel. It's in the display somewhere. And then right below the display, you've got three buttons in a row, or one on top of each other, which depends on how you put it in the machine, are using the machine, whether it be on the docking station or handheld. And I will explain something, but it's pretty unique about this machine in a little bit. Back to the three buttons. The first button is the mode button, which switches from you're recording your recorded music to the regular radio. The next one to the right of that is the pause or mute button. Pause being if you're in your recorded music, mute being if you are listening to the direct satellite radio. The last button on the very top is the display button, which I can't use. It's not very accessible to us because it goes in to the display for some reason. Then below that, you've got, and you can actually feel it, there's an up arrow, a left arrow, a right arrow, and a down arrow, and you can actually feel it. In the middle of these arrows, there is a square button that's, you can feel it, it's got the XM symbol on it. It selects what you're doing. The now what I was going to explain to you earlier is the fact that if you put the machine back onto the docking station, well, if I can do so, let's see. Just a moment. Just one moment. I need to figure out how to pause this. Okay. Hopefully everything is back in motion. Hopefully I'm not, just 1 second. Let me, oh, sorry about the noise. Trying to get the microphone off of my. Okay. Hopefully everything's back in order. Okay. The unique thing about the machine is when you have it held in your hand with the screen up at the top of the machine and the antenna on the left side of it, it actually looks like a regular display, you know. But now, when you put this machine on the docking station, okay, it's on its side with the buttons all on the right side of the machine now, and the and the antenna facing at the bottom left of the machine. But that doesn't phase the screen at all, because the screen actually flips around 90 degrees clockwise, so it shows like a regular display again. It's pretty unique how that works. This machine was about $375-380. That is quite pricey, but the reason being is it's got 1 gigabyte worth of space, which can be partitioned into two parts. Let me turn it down. Which can be partitioned into two parts, being that only half of the 1 gig is used for radios recordings, and the other half is used for your own personal music or whatever audio files you want to put on the machine. Or you can do it one of two other ways. Sorry, my words are a little slurred here. Well, not slurred, but going flip-flop. You can either partition it, or partition is the word. Sorry, I'm using partition and it's partition. You can partition it to use nothing but radio's recordings, or nothing but your own personal items that you put on the machine. Which I just left it at its default, where it uses half of the machine for its radio recordings and the other half for its own, for your own personal stuff. I like it that way. This machine comes with software that is pretty accessible. At least it was with Window Eyes. Whenever you plug the machine into the USB port, it says JexNO, which I think is JexNO, which is made by Pioneer. The computer sees it as another external drive, whether it be E or whatever letter in your My Computer folder. It does have Napster. You can use Napster, but that is not accessible at all. And there is a way to move your recordings, the radio recordings, from the machine to the computer, but that is not blind accessible at all. I don't see how we're going to do that. The machine also comes with, in the box, it comes with a set of really, really good stereo head or earbuds, which actually go into your ears, and they're pretty bassy. It comes with its own case that you can clip onto your belt. And that is pretty good for $375. I really enjoy the radio. Before that, I had a Sportscaster radio that you can put in a car or in the little boom box that you see at the store. Another thing is, if you buy the car docking station, this radio actually does work as a car XM, if you would like it to be. This radio is very, very fun to use. A lot of the features are not very accessible. I did have another blind friend of mine actually write instructions on how to erase files, which I may do that in another podcast. I may record something that I really don't like and then show you how to erase the file. You can record stations. You can let it just record the station as long as you want. You can do a timed recording where you can set up the time, which that is not very accessible. Now the thing is, if you go to a station and all of a sudden, right as you click on, or right as you get to that station, oh, there's a song on that you really, really like, that's probably halfway through. If you press record on it, it only records to the point, or it only records from the point that you landed on it when you went to that station to the end of the song. But if you are on that station for 3 or 4 songs and then another song of yours comes on and you're debating on whether you want to record it or not, and you say you just press record on it halfway through the song, it actually goes back to the beginning of the song and it doesn't replay the beginning of the song, but the recorder actually tells it to record from the beginning of the song to the end of it, which is very, very good. As I say, I do enjoy the radio. I do enjoy XM because it's, they say it's commercial free, but that's not quite true. But it is very, very fun to use. But I think that'll be about it for this podcast.